idea behind these interviews is more just to kind of get an idea of how you're feeling with Cass at the moment, how the few first sessions have gone, basically this first kind of season, and then looking forward what we need to do, etc. So how do you feel, obviously, with your idea of Cass, how you've got it set up at the moment in terms of activities, in terms of service and in creativity? How do you feel with all the activities and things that you've signed up for at the moment?
Well, at least in the past, I usually focused a lot on minimizing the amount of extracurricular activity that I did, because at least for me, I really enjoyed my free time, and I really enjoyed not having to worry about doing extra things outside of school on top of what I already had to do. And because of that I focused a lot on not doing after school activities, and I focused a lot on just trying to get things done during the school day so that at the end of the day I can just go home and relax. And so at least the way I have it set up right now for CAS, I have two extra school activities on Monday and Thursday, which is my activity and service. But for my for my activity, I'm actually doing it first block Wednesday, so that's during school day, but my creativity and service are on Monday and Thursday. So it's definitely a change from what it used to be, because I have to do two after school activities compared to when I usually did none. But I think I'm getting used to it.
Okay, so you find you feel there's enough balance there for you? You're managing to do the afternoon activities and all your work and everything with it, which is good. How have you found the active lifestyles sessions? Obviously, that's your sport and your activity component.
Well, because before, in the past, at least in past years, I usually relied a lot on PE to do most of my physical activity, because at least for me, it wasn't a priority for me to take care of my health. But at least now that there is no PE, that I have to take extra steps. And so I think that the active lifestyles activity is a good substitute for PE, because on top of it being during the school day, and on top of it being a block where you focus on physical activity, it's also an independent activity, which I really enjoy, because it takes a lot of the pressure off of having to work more than you feel like you need to. And especially because I didn't really focus too much on physical activity, then I think it's kind of important that I at least start slow, and I at least get used to keeping up this routine activity. But I think that at least now that I feel that doing the active exercise activity has taken more initiative, that it's actually kind of motivated me to take more steps outside of active lifestyles. So for example, I started to take a lot more note of my posture, because often my my back starts to hurt after a while, because I'm always hunched down. And so on top of, I also got a new chair at home, so it really helps.
Sit up.
Yeah, sitting up. So, but yeah.
So what type of things have they done so far that you've enjoyed?
In active lifestyles, it's mainly independent, because they didn't actually get enough signups to like set up things to do as like a class, I guess. So it's more like you sign up, you go to the gym area, you sign up, and then you can do your own independent workout.
Okay.
So for me in particular, I sign up and then I just go downstairs to run sports halls, and I start doing laps to work on my cardiovascular, because I guess my biggest priority is working on my cardiovascular, because that's the thing that'll benefit me the most in my hobbies, which is playing video games, because being able to focus for extended periods of time is really important.
Yeah, you forget about that. Everyone thinks, oh, you don't need it, but it's amazing, the fitness and how it kind of, whether it's video games, whether it's studying, etc., just sitting and being able to concentrate for long periods of time. It's good, but I mean, being independent of that, it's such good, I think, instead of somebody forcing you to do it, then it's getting you to get into good routines, and it's you being motivated to get out and do that during that time, which is brilliant, and it's built into your day. How is your mind's tampering? Obviously, that's your big service component.
Usually, I haven't really done any low public services until now. So it's because of the after school aspect that a lot of college services are during lunchtime. And so I enjoy doing that. But it's a very different experience to what I'm normally used to. Basically, we work with the disabled people. We work with them, and basically, they come in to school every Monday, and basically, our job is to basically I guess make them feel energetic, make them feel ready to do some physical motion. Not really specifically any like workout things, but just to kind of enjoy themselves. And working with the disabled people, the mentally disabled people, is a really different experience because it's not like working with children, because the people, they're definitely capable of doing things. It's just that it's kind of hard to communicate what you want them to do and stuff. And because of that, it's kind of, again, it can be kind of frustrating at times, but we knew that it was going to be frustrating beforehand, so we kind of had to just expect it and kind of try our best to encourage them. But one of the biggest problems for me, at least, was that when you work with mentally disabled, it's really important to work one-on-one with them, because when they see like direct eye contact and direct attention, it's more effective in getting them to, I guess, feel more energetic than if you're just trying to create a general vibe around the room. And one of my biggest issues with that is that was mainly my concern for my health, because like I'm not really completely sure on how well these guys are taken care of, and like how well their health is, how good their hygiene is, and also the fact that I don't really I really value my personal space, and so I'm scared that if I were to, I guess, work on them, that they would get too attached to me. And actually, that's exactly what happened during one of my sessions, is that the speakers were broken, so we couldn't actually play music. But before that, while we were trying to fix it, a client wanted to work with me. And so I was like, yeah, sure, I'll get some experience working one-on-one, I guess. But then after that, I wanted to stop and wait a bit before the music started. This client kept wanting to dance with me like another like second time, third time, fourth time, even after that, and so it started kind of making me feel uncomfortable.
But do you think, like, yeah, it's obviously it makes you feel, it takes your personal boundaries, but does it push you beyond and try and get over those worries?
But I feel like what's necessary for me to get over feeling uncomfortable about it is just understanding more about these clients, and understanding more about how they're taken care of, so that I can assure myself that I'm not like endangering my health.
Remember, you're doing amazing things for them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have those opportunities, and you should be feel proud that they, and rewarded that they are the ones, like, he wants to do it again. That means you've made that connection, and that's what all that service is about. Yes, we have to push ourselves beyond that, but just something very small, or dancing with somebody that doesn't get a chance to ever do it, but makes a huge, huge impact in their life. It might make you a little bit uncomfortable with your boundaries, but just look at how happy they are, and you have to think about what you're doing for them, and make the difference it makes in their lives. It's massive.
Yeah.
And it's good. What about, now obviously pages messed up, high school jazz band.
Yeah.
How do you feel that's meeting the two components that you have to do of creativity?
Well, I've already been doing jazz band since grade 9. So I guess that was the only after school activity I actually really did. It hasn't really changed since I've started, but I still do enjoy it.
Okay, so jazz band, my thing is you've got those two parts of creativity.
Oh, yeah.
So one is about being creative, another one is about doing something new. developing something. And I don't know, are we going to meet both those requirements by doing just jazz band, or are we going to have to find something else like Kahani?
I mean, wasn't one of the creativity things about like doing something that'll lead to a performance?
Yeah.
Right? So that's, and then the other aspect is just doing something creative. So jazz band, basically, we do a lot of performances throughout the year, so I think that that aspect of creativity will be covered.
Okay.
Because we always learn new pieces, we always learn new songs, and then we always perform those at like specific events, like wavelengths or.
Okay.
Usually, we also do it during the high school. During
so
the
you're
graduation.
Learning something new, and it's leading
to
a performance. Okay.
Yeah.
So, which is good. Now, I've obviously had a look at your portfolio and everything, and your cash management system. I think obviously everything's up to date, you've done well, you've put all the posts in, which are great, so obviously it took me, I think you've done some good reflections on this, very, very good, you've linked them clearly to the CAS outcomes and the learning outcomes wherever you need to, which is brilliant, so making sure we tick all of those off. There's some good stuff in there, so overall I'm very happy with where we're going at the moment. I think you're way ahead of where we need to be. So, which is brilliant. So, just keep that up, keep doing those now. Posts, you'll carry on with the posts, one for each term now.
Yeah.
As we move forward. So, making sure we're doing those posts would be perfect. The one that is. So, that's all good for me. So, we can have a look at your section now. So, I can just make sure this is clear that we're meeting both those requirements. Okay. So, you've done an initial interview for Active Lifestyles, and you've done the second reflection more of a midterm one or a final one for season more?
It was a final season one reflection. That was.
So you've done two for tampolines, and you've done two for your creativity, and obviously project week. Oh, sorry, where am I? Creativity, we're in the arts, making something.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got those, activity, and our service. So that's been very good, and then obviously project week we'll get to. So we're ahead of schedule of where we need to be. You've done, I think it's very, very good of what you've done at the moment. Just make sure we embrace those opportunities we have
in
service
and
etc. I know, like you say, you very much enjoy your time, but this is something that takes you meant to get involved with other people, break those boundaries, because it surprises me when you say this, because when I had you in grade 9, you're always energetic, you always got this outgoing person, but now you seem in grade 11, you seem a little bit more subdued, a little bit quieter. What is it? What's the difference?
Well, I guess like there's just a lot more things that I have to think about. At least GCSE, I think, was really easy for me.
But you were, you had this, you were always, not in a bad way, but like cheeky, and you had a...
I mean, I'm still like that in some classes, but it's just mostly like, I was so sure of everything that like, I knew that whatever I did, that I kind of knew what I was doing, I kind of knew what other people were thinking and things, but like now, it's a little bit different.
Because you're very quiet. When you come into mental class, you're very quiet, and it wasn't what I was expecting.
That's because I'm tired.
Sometimes,
yeah.
So we need to be making sure we get some sleep. But it'd be good to see that personality that I know you have in there. Okay. But overall, I think Cass is looking good. Well done. Keep it up. It's make my life a lot easier when I can go through there and everything's perfect and you've got what you need to do. So carry that on. We'll keep working on that as we go through. Thanks very much. Can I ask you a favor?